Hi, so quick disclaimer before I start answering questions. If the audio sounds a little weird or I breathe on the mic a lot, it's because I am holding my microphone like a newscaster because it could not be bothered with the proper setup. Secondly, I am a little sick. I have been sick for a few days now, so if I sound a little congested or I sniffle or cough, apologies. But yeah, so a while ago I made a post on Reddit, saying like, hey, if you have any questions for me, be they not safe for work or be they just like plain questions as to like, what's your favorite food or something like that, feel free to ask and I'll record myself answering them. I also tweeted it out, by the way, follow me on Twitter, CrowsKissesVA, love to see you there. Also, if you are any sort of curious as to what I look like, there are some partially censored pictures of me on there, so, yeah, go check it out if you want to. Anyway, I'm gonna start answering questions. I'm gonna start with the ones on Reddit, just two, which, more than I expected. I expected this post to get, like, zero traction. There's also someone who asked me a shit ton of questions on Curious Cat, so we'll get to that after the Reddit ones. But let's see. The first one is, what was the first quote-unquote erotic audio you listened to? While I cannot tell you what the audio exactly is, I can let you know that I very much dwelled in, like, the fandom circles on Tumblr. Like, think Yuri Voice and Kink Radio and stuff like that. I actually still listen to Kink Radio. I support him on Patreon. Me and his content, we go way back. And I even made some fandom-related content myself, pertaining to a fandom of which the name pertains to being stuck in one's residence. If someone gets that, I love you forever. I still have those, I think, but the quality is absolute garbage, so those aren't going to see the light of day ever. Ever. Maybe for April Fools I'll remake one or something, I don't know, but yeah, they're not good. They are absolutely atrocious. Okay, second question is, also, what are your thoughts on sandwiches? If we're talking about the food, I'm impartial. Like, they're fine. Like, it's good if you need something that, like, is a good cold meal, if that makes sense. I don't have any, like, special thoughts on sandwiches. I also feel like this is almost like a trick question, because I dwelled in circles where the term eating sandwiches was also a euphemism for having sex. Don't ask me how that happened, but, if we're talking about the food, I'm impartial. Okay, so let's move on to Curious Cat. First question, Marvel or DC? Marvel. The whole Grimdark thing to do with DC has never really appealed to me. Marvel's always been... I saw the first Thor movie when I was... I'm gonna date myself here. I saw the first Marvel movie in cinemas, like the first Thor movie in cinemas when I was like 15 years old. And there was Loki. And my teenage mind was like, oh, hello. Hi, I like you. And like, I've been a Loki stan since then. So I've been a Marvel stan since then, not hardcore. And there are Marvel movies that I still haven't seen to this day. But I'm definitely more a Marvel person than a DC person. And if you want to know how bad my love for Loki is, I literally have a portrait of myself as Lady Loki hanging above my bed. Talk about narcissism. As we speak, my nails are black with one accent nail that is green and gold, modeled after Loki's color scheme. You should have seen my reaction when I saw Jotun Loki in like that What If show. Thoughts were being thunk. Anyway, moving on to the next question. Prefer D&D class? Warlock. I haven't had a lot of opportunities to properly play like a good campaign that's doing a disservice to the people I have played with. But I haven't played like a full proper campaign because, you know, the curse of D&D and trying to schedule times together. I was in a Curse of Strahd campaign for a while, but that fell apart. I've done a few one shots in person before the Panini hit. I was planning to do an Oops All Bards campaign with a bunch of friends of mine, but that also didn't happen and fell through. My character was, by the way, my character was an opera singer, and I wanted to give her, like, when she belts and stuff, she breaks the sound barrier and whatever. But that fell through. But I definitely am, I have a soft spot for warlocks. I'll just put it like that. Okay. Whew, I'm gonna take a sip of water because my throat is already dry and I only have been talking for 5.5 minutes. I'm very sorry. Okay, so vocal cords have been lubricated. Describe the setting, physical location of the ideal first date. Honestly, it depends, I suppose, but, oh no, wait, scratch that. My ideal first date, there's a, like, I don't want to give away where I live, because, you know, I don't want to accidentally dox myself, but there's a big, big museum, near me. Vaguely, like it's a bit of a distance away, but there's a big museum close to me, and it's one of those museums that you need like an entire day to explore. And for me, a fun first date would be to just go there with my date and just go through all the rooms and kind of like look around. And I'm a massive history nerd, and if you'll let me, I can talk about it for hours on end. I've subjected my friends to. For a while, I would send my friends little clips of me talking about historical landmarks every time I left the house, and they got very tired of me very fast. But if you let me talk about history, like, if I find someone who's equally as passionate about this and we just go to a museum, like, that's my dream. That's my dream. Or if you just let me talk about history and stuff for, like, a while. That sounds really, really nice. But yeah, just to go to that museum, like maybe pack a picnic because there's a park near it. Go have a picnic and then go explore the museum and just kind of walk around and learn and talk and exchange knowledge. God, I sound pretentious. But yeah, that sounds like a good first date to me. Granted, I've been out of the dating scene for like 4 years, so whatever. Mountains or seashore? Seashore. When I was a small wee little girl, our family holiday was always to the coast, so the sea has a special little place in my cold dead heart. And we actually went for the first time in actually years last year, and I nearly cried just hearing the seagulls because it's such a nostalgic thing for me. But yeah. Seashores. Next question. Where is your favorite spot to be kissed on your body? I will say I unfortunately do not have a lot of experience when it comes to intimacy like that, which crying shame. But what I have experienced, I really like it when my back is kissed. I have a very sensitive back, like just scratch it or like run your hands over it or whatever, and I am putty. So kiss my back or my neck and I'll just melt. I'll become a puddle. I become a crow-shaped puddle. Next question. Would you go skinny dipping if not already? I haven't gone skinny dipping, but it's always kind of appealed to me. If you can guarantee that there's, like, nothing in the water. Like, if it's a lake or something, not in a million years. But if it's, like, a pool, sure. It seems fun. Freeing, just letting everything kind of hang out. But this is a kind of an annoying question because I was thinking about answering questions. But this question is, what were you thinking about just before opening Curious Cat? What I was thinking about when I originally opened Curious Cat, because I already had it open on my phone, I just spent some time in a VC with someone who was just muttering about, like, and studying art stuff, so I was just thinking about all of that, and how I understood absolutely fuck all of what he was saying, but it was still a very fun background noise because I was reading the entire time. So I suppose I was thinking about different heart conditions. How romantic. I'm sorry if this breaks any sort of illusion that I was like this suave or like sexy kind of person. I'm a nerd. I'm a dork. It's bad. I'm also a little nervous, which is why I'm on the rambly side of things, but I don't know why I'm nervous. I've literally gotten off on mic before and posted it. The inner workings of my brain are an enigma. Patrick Star? Yeah, it's Patrick Star. I was thinking of the makeup person for some reason. Okay, I keep getting off track. I keep getting wildly off track with this last question. I don't know why this keeps happening, so I keep re-recording it. But this is my final take, I swear to God. So the final question is a very not safe for work one. Would you like the idea to have a guy locked in chastity for you? If this is a proposition or whatever, no, because I'm currently not really looking for anyone else, and even then, I don't think if I was looking for someone else, it would be a guy, sorry to say. I'm pretty sure that if I was looking for someone else, it wouldn't be a guy. Anyway, I think the only way I could be cool with it, if it was, like, someone I know and consider a friend, and he reached out to me saying, like, hey, I don't have anyone to do this with, and I don't expect you to give me a sexual favor. I just want you to kind of have the key or to be in charge of saying when I'm allowed to take it off, but you don't have to give me any sort of sexual gratification other than just being in charge of the lock and key. I think in that context, I would be okay with it if it was like more a favor than like an actual dynamic. But aside from that, as I stand currently in life, no. I hope that isn't a disappointing answer. And that was it. Yep, that was it. So I hope this was at least somewhat entertaining to listen to. And if there are any more questions, I'm currently going to nuke my Curious Cat inbox. And if you have any more questions, you can ask them there. If you want to ask them on Reddit, if you want to ask them on Reddit directly, you are free to. I can always make a second sort of FAQ, or I can make a new post where people can ask questions. I'll see what I'll do. Either way, I hope that you enjoyed this audio of me basically just rambling directly at you. But yeah, hope you have a good night. Mwah.